is Tim Huggins, and he's in the Ferry Cafe right now in Felixstowe, having a well-deserved cup of tea, I would imagine. Tim, good morning. How are you? Happy May Day to you.
Yeah, happy May Day to you. Yes, we've just enjoyed a really nice breakfast due to the good folks in the Ferry Cafe, hoping especially for us to cook up a breakfast after our dancing, which is most welcome.
What time did you arrive then on the cliff top this morning? What time were you dancing with your bells and other equipment?
Well, we're about 5:15 this morning to make sure we're there before dawn to be welcomed by squally rain. Well, squally, it was pouring down, the wind was blowing, and it was pretty miserable, but we did get some divine intervention, and the weather broke, so we had enough time to dance as the sun came up.
So you've seen better dawns then on May the 1st, have you?
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's quite a contrast to last year, where a perfect sun rose across, over the sea, which of course it does at Felixstowe. It's one of the first places in England to see the sun. That's why we come here.
Why are you a Morris dancer, and what does a squire of East Suffolk Morris Men actually mean? What does that title, what does it mean? What do you do?
Yeah, okay, well, I'll answer the first bit first, the last bit first, I should say. The squire is the sort of leader of the sign. We have a guy called Bagman, and he's like a secretary, and so we've got these different titles, but they're similar roles, and so I have to lead this rabble to try and coordinate their efforts, because obviously...
Oh, dear. Oh, he's lost them. You've lost the crowd, Tim. They're turning on you.
Yeah, you can hear that went down well in the background, but it's a... Somebody's got to do it, you know, and we've got to have somebody who decides what the dancers are going to be and tells the audience a bit about it and, you know, generally sort of keeps the thing running in a unified way. And it's quite an enjoyable job. They're really nice guys.